Herzlich willkommen, Sia Namgela, and welcome to the Bundesliga Connection with Chris Harrington on the SL Podcast in partnership with DW Berlin.
It's time for the latest from Germany's domestic football league, the Bundesliga, and more. For that, we're joined by Chris Harrington from our partner station Deutsche Welle in Berlin, Germany. Chris, Bayern did what they had to do against Stuttgart to retain the table lead. And with Dortmund winning as well, they are keeping pressure on the defending champs.
Yeah, I definitely would say that Dortmund is keeping the pressure on Bayern Munich because, you know, the early match to kick off this past match day, Dortmund took care of RB Leipzig in a 2-1 battle. And that's what they have to do. They have to take care of business when it counts the most. Dortmund are actually the hottest team since the calendar restart of the Bundesliga in 2023. They have yet to lose a match. They're on fire for all intents and purposes. So they did what they had to do, as did Bayern. But the reality is Bayern are holding on to the table lead with their fingertips. It's like watching someone hanging from a cliff. You're thinking they're going to fall, but somehow they manage to pull themselves back up. You know, they got away with a 2-1 win, away win at Stuttgart. Stuttgart level with Bayern the first time these sides met. And Bayern got it done with defender Matthias De Ligt, proving he's also an offensive weapon. And then Erik-Maxim Choupo-Moting, you know, he's been doing his thing for quite some time now, representing Bayern by way of nice electric offense. And he got it done as well. But they did need the insurance goal because Stuttgart was able to pull one back. But in the end, the points, the standings, they speak for themselves. They're level on points with the advantage going to goal difference. But I do think it's starting to look like the picture of old, the two-horse race. That's what it's been in the past. And it looks like when you look at the numbers, the separation that's starting to happen, it could be another Bayern-Dortmund race to the finish line.
Chris, Frankfurt's Randall Kolo Muani has been their standout player so far this season. He netted his 11th goal against Wolfsburg on Sunday.
Yeah, he's definitely the one player to watch, Frankfurt's Randall Kolo Muani. He's been electric. Too bad for Frankfurt as a team. First, as a team, they have yet to win on the road in 2023. But as far as Muani, you know, it's so impressive because he joined Frankfurt after they won the Europa League title. And that just shows how impressive he is, his knack for scoring important goals. They are in the Champions League, and he's done well. He provided very pivotal goals for Frankfurt in the group stages with victories over Marseille and Sporting Lisbon. So, you know, he's been instrumental. You know, the world obviously remembers his gaffe for France, them losing to Argentina in the World Cup final back in December. That's something he even spoke about that he watches over and over again. But it just goes to show that he isn't slowing down. He hasn't allowed that to hinder himself. They fought Wolfsburg to a draw. Wolfsburg, that was a back and forth battle. You know, they're both trying to do their best to get into the European spots. Frankfurt looks good right now in that instance. Wolfsburg has some moving upwards to do, I should say. But as far as Muani, he's been a weapon. I think he's going to be the toast of the town in the Bundesliga when you talk about the up-and-coming talent that's looking to move, because he's definitely proven to be the most electric, the most productive piece of offense in the Bundesliga in terms of assists and goals, that combination. So he's doing his thing, and the Frankfurt Eagles are flying high.
Chris, speaking of the Champions League, Bayern Munich host Paris Saint-Germain and Dortmund face Chelsea this week. Which opponent do you see as the most difficult?
Well, when you look at pressure, Dortmund clearly have less pressure on their shoulders when they face Chelsea than Bayern Munich does. I mean, because obviously when the history of Dortmund in the Champions League, you know, their trophy room is not filled the way Bayern's is. And just the fixture in itself, Bayern hosting PSG, you look at last year, the way Kylian Mbappe, his electric performance, they got through on the away goals rule. That's something that Julian Nagelsmann's looking to avoid. He's basically told his team they will be judged on their performance, how they will handle PSG in Wednesday's clash. And he told them that it's going to be the most important game. They need to bring their intensity. They're a difficult team to beat, yada, yada, yada. We all know what PSG bring to the table. A fully fit Kylian Mbappe is going to be a weapon to deal with. Messi as well. Neymar is going to be on the sidelines. But one bit of bright news, there could be a starting entry in the lineup we haven't seen in a while in Sadio Mane. You know, Nagelsmann said he wants to try to work him in. Maybe we do see him in the starting lineup. He will provide an option. And then you look at the players in Bayern's locker room that are going to be, you know, the most productive on the pitch. They're former PSG guys. You have Eric Choupo-Moting, and you have Kingsley Coman as well. You know, I think it's going to be a highly contested affair. You know, it's going to be the match of the week, in my opinion, in the Champions League ties. And Bayern have something to prove. We have to wait and see what PSG bring to the table.
And just like always, before we let you go, what else has hit your radar this week?
Yeah, well, I spoke briefly on Dortmund's victory over RB Leipzig. A bit of news on one of their star players, Christopher Nkunku. He had to come off the pitch. You know, he basically was injured. The club came out on social media saying that it's a minor thigh strain and he'll be sidelined for the time being. It's unsure how long he'll be out. It's unknown. And then clearly he missed the World Cup. I'm sure you remember. And it was a tough blow. He got hurt actually in the training session, you know, preparing to play in Qatar for France. So it's a tough blow. You have to make sure you never speed up your recovery, try to get on the pitch too soon, and then do too much. You know, he's a valuable commodity. RB Leipzig are looking to send him to Chelsea on a deal worth around 52 million euros and some change. So obviously his fitness is going to be paramount. I wish him well. RB Leipzig need him as well, I think, to continue their fight, returning to the Champions League and being competitive in the competitions they're currently in as well.
Thank you very much for the Bundesliga update, Mr. Chris Harrington from our partner station Deutsche Welle in Berlin, Germany. Have a fantastic day further.
Dankeschön und auf Wiedersehen.
The Bundesliga Connection is a team effort driven by the following incredible individuals. The show is hosted by Aidan Hewitt and Chris Harrington. It is produced by Chris Harrington. It is edited by Aidan Hewitt and Uli Presch. And graphics are provided by David Scullard.